The Singers and the Warlords, a story. The Great War. Once upon a time, there was a great civilization of wonderful singers. They were creative and intelligent. People treated one another with kindness and respect. Their social practices fostered harmonious and fair relationships. Their society thrived and was peaceful, both internally and with neighbors and trading partners. Their social structure and customs incorporated thousands of years of collective wisdom. People cooperated voluntarily. They sang as they worked, played, and created. They had an advanced military to protect their borders, and a barely noticeable police force to protect them from within. Their wise leaders understood the need for vigilance and strength. Their knowledge and wisdom was passed on from generation to generation because parents loved and spent time with their children and taught them truthfully. New technology and inventions were utilized sensibly for the benefit of their people and land. One day, a ship arrived with a large contingent of warlords. The warlords were masters of strategic combat. They had conquered everyone they had met so far. They believed themselves to be the epitome of creation. They had great intellectual acuity and intuition, and were proficient in technologies that assisted their conquests. They were not very creative and had some limitations, but they were able to succeed by trading and by subduing others whom they forced to work for them. Their social conventions were based on a strict hierarchy, with winners in battle at the top. Loyalty and unquestioning obedience by subordinates were mandated. Parents abandoned or were cruel to children in order to stimulate aggression and warrior qualities, which would help them to earn honor. Children sometimes killed their parents in battle to attain a higher position. The warlords experienced desire, satisfaction, and sometimes affection, but they didn't feel or comprehend love or joy. The singers went to summon their officials in charge of meeting visitors. However, the warlords misunderstood the delay and waged war immediately. The singers mobilized their own forces. Thence ensued one of the greatest and longest battles ever known. There was massive devastation. Neither side won. The war went on for thousands of years. The warlords destroyed the singers' habitat, so neither group could survive on it. Many of the singers escaped. Some joined other compatible civilizations, and some began new ones. The singers carried their values and customs with them and taught their wisdom to their descendants. Many worked tirelessly to increase their skills in war, so they would be able to defeat the warlords. They developed technologies and increased their discipline and sacrifice. They even carried out suicide missions and destroyed some of the habitats of the warlords. This group realized that forgiving and forgetting the warlords was foolish, even masochistic. The warlords were also intelligent and clever, and advanced their own technologies. They even became experts at magic. Still, neither side could defeat the other. Many descendants of the singers remembered their ancestors' stories of a thriving, harmonious society. They longed for the bygone days of peace and song. They didn't believe that war was a good solution. They thought that everyone, including the warlords, would become good and kind if only such a society were established in their new habitats. They thought that good intentions and good examples were all that was required, and that anyone who complained just needed to forgive and forget. They thought that loving kindness alone would solve the problems, and that the warlords would come around. These singers neglected their wartime skills and instead opened their hearts and even their boundaries to all. Surely everyone would respond to their love and change for the better. They worked tirelessly to recreate good societies, singing while they suffered. Some of them decided that only direct intervention by a higher power could save them. They consoled themselves with song, imagination, and hope. Some of the warlords also joined other civilizations. Since they were naturally skilled at strategy, war, and conquest, they continued doing what they did best. They established hierarchies and dominated those beneath them. They continued their predatory practices, using their subordinates' work for their own benefit. The warlords' descendants also remembered their ancestors' stories of great heroic exploits. They always won in battle, and they would eventually dominate the whole universe. They held their goals to their hearts, just as the singers did. They also contributed to the new societies with their outstanding courage, discipline, military ability, intellectual acuity, and clever strategic planning. Meanwhile, the singers found that their overwhelming kindness changed some people's hearts, but not everyone's. However loving and kind they were, however much they sacrificed, some of their neighbors continued to be hard-hearted and mean, especially the powerful ones, who would have been able to implement their plans for a good society. This confused the singers greatly. They tried harder and suffered and sacrificed even more. The singers couldn't understand why everyone didn't see the benefits of peace, kindness, and a harmonious society, and why everyone didn't wholeheartedly embrace their vision. If everyone would just become like them, the problem would be solved. The singers felt that those who didn't share their goals were rather stupid. Some of them believed that goodness and kindness were the paths to progress, and they knew the warlords were stupid. Meanwhile, the warlords made fun of the singers behind their backs for being so soft and kind and so easy to take advantage of. The singers worked for the benefit of the warlords without even knowing it. The warlords believed that strength and domination were the paths to progress, and they knew the singers were stupid. After thousands of years, in various habitats, the two groups were still at war. Neither had defeated the other, and neither had won the other over. Each thought its own side was clearly superior, and regarded the other side as foolish. Neither group recognized that the other group's qualities were just as important as their own. The singers did not see the value of the extreme discipline, courage, might, and strategic ability of the warlords. The warlords did not see the value of love, joy, or song of the singers. The war continued. Battles were common everywhere. The singers suffered so much. The civilizations were not peaceful, but the warlords hadn't won either. The warlords always thought they were winning, but the singers kept recovering, popping up with love, happiness, and renewed energy. Many of the singers still thought they could win the hearts of the warlords with kindness, and the warlords still thought they could conquer the singers by force.